What's good, guys? This is your girl, Ayo Jazz. You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue, courtesy of Culture Zine Media Network, where urban culture lives.
Ayo, 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 personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Ayo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Ayo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if yo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. We
She came to me like warrior drums in the distance. Love was on the march towards me. Yet the rhythms were different. Steady and true, restoring the faith that love was persistent and constant. Mute on any music that says otherwise. She came to me seemingly random, like the water that flows down the rocks of a waterfall. Shit. Random, however, is not what it was. Her love has purpose. Her love is by grand design. Her love is fearless, just like the water it flows on. Fearless, just like the drums that they pound from. Purposefully opening my heart to the glory of him. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little. Welcome to Just My Thoughts. I am the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. I'm in the house with Ebony London tonight. Hello, Ebony.
Hello, Graffiti Blue.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Ebony is a dear friend, and I will have her in the studio from time to time, simply because we can't cover all the good shit in just one fucking sitting.
I agree.
All right? This particular show is celebrating the new year, 2016. And tonight, I brought the best person I thought for the job, because we're going to talk about greatness. Today's show is called Be Great. Jay-Z is saying, let me be great. Everybody's saying, oh, aspire to be great. But we're going to put a different spin on that. The reason why I started out with that poem was because right at the point that I wrote that poem, I had an epiphany. And I was just coming out of feeling not so great. And then someone who inspired that poem reminded me of actually how great it was to be who I am. But I'm going to take the ego out of the way, because spiritually speaking, I do not believe that my soul is greater than the next man or woman's soul. I am not that, you know, all that, a bag of chips and a 50-cent juice. So, right now, well, off top, what is your definition of greatness? Off the top, Miss London.
I define greatness as being better than good.
Okay. I could relate to that. You want to know what the Wikipedia definition of greatness is?
What does Wiki have to say about
Wiki it? Says, greatness is a concept of a state of superiority affecting a person or object. Greatness can also be referred to individuals who possess a natural ability to be better than all others. We'll get back to that. The concept carries the implication that the particular person or object, when compared to others of a similar type, has a clear advantage advantage over others. As a descriptive term, it is most often applied to a person of their work and may be qualified or unqualified. So you are absolutely right, Miss Ebony London. You are extremely right in your definition of it. Just give the people who are just tuning into this podcast and might not necessarily be familiar with you, please tell them who you are and what it is you do.
My name is Ebony London. I'm an artist, and I also am a professional organizer. Those two things are my passion. They are what brings me joy and what I get to do. And I'm thankful for that. I am also an author. I wrote a couple of books. My favorite book of mine being Discussion. It is a book about a group of friends that get together and they have discussions. Normally when a group of people get together, it's normally one person talking. And the others are listening and either agreeing or not agreeing, but normally agreeing with what is being said.
Okay.
And Discussion is a book of just everyone bringing out-of-the-box ideas to a discussion. And so that is who I am in a nutshell.
Indeed. I respect this woman sitting here just to paint a picture for you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody within the sound of my voice. Ebony London is a very chocolatey sister. She's sitting here with some long braids past her shoulders, and she's quite lovely. She looks like a chocolate bonbon with curves. It's awesome. I love my job. Just saying. We're going to take one pause for the cause and pay a bill. But when we come back, we're going to flip the script on this whole greatness aspect. Because the reason why I wanted to tackle the topic, to be totally honest with you, Miss London, was because of how people get during the end of the year. You know, people say, oh, 2000 and whatever is going to be my year. Oh, I'm about to put the bullshit to the side. I'm cutting off all negative mofos out of my circle. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And somehow in between January and October, we lose a hell of steam. You know, the majority of us lose a lot of steam. So I figured, why not start the first effing podcast off of the year with a professional organizer, artist, somebody who gets shit together for a living, and talk about how people can be great this year and actually finish the fucking job. We'll be right back after this.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits? You need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to JDSOnlineMarketing.com. That's JDSOnlineMarketing.com, your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little, welcome back. It is your main ninja on the trigger, Graffiti Blue. I could be your favorite poet, maybe not. I'm hanging out with Ebony London, though, and she's my favorite artist, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. How you doing tonight, sweetheart? You good?
You know, your introduction, especially with that piece that you did, it really just changed my whole mood.
There you go.
So I'm wonderful.
That's awesome. I want to take this an interesting quote. Tonight we're talking about greatness, and because this is the first podcast of the year, and because everybody starts out the beginning of the new year so motivated, that's when the gym memberships go up, that's when everybody's loaded up in the gym, and everybody's got their Christmas bling on, their Christmas coats, their Christmas jewelry, somebody might have got engaged over the holidays, and everybody is full of optimism January 1st, and then somewhere between January and October, ninjas lose their way. You know what I mean? And they hate everything. And then by the time next December comes around, everybody's just like, damn it! 2017 is going to be my year! And we're here to stop the bleeding. You okay? I want to give you an interesting quote that talks about mastery. Okay? It says, whether it's nonfiction writing or wakeboarding, according to these researchers, you need to have practiced for 10,000 hours or relatively 10 years to become a genius at something. Gladwell writes that every great composer practiced for at least 10 years before they wrote their masterwork. We're talking about greatness, being better. But before we get the shit twisted, I'm going to put it in a spiritual context. Ebony, here's the deal. If we tell everybody to listen to that quote and to put 10,000 hours into whatever it is that they do, and very few, if any, are even going to do that.
Correct.
All right. So I believe that the greatness definition as it stands for Wikipedia and what you pointed out earlier, if we are measuring our greatness against others and what they've done, we have a big, huge danger of getting our egos involved because we're like, ooh, I'm better than him. I'm better than her. I'm better than this one. I'm great because I beat out all those other people. Fuck that bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to teach you how to be great in 2016, all the way through the year, real easy. Like, we're not going to measure greatness per se by how we can defeat others, about putting more work in than the next man or next woman. We're basically going to be greater than we were just the last moment ago. Okay, we're going to do it in a spiritual context. We're going to live in the now. And with every now moment, we just want to be a little bit greater than we were before. Okay, I have a feeling that because we make things as human beings, we make things such a huge project. Okay, you may weigh 400 pounds and you may say, man, I want to be down to 180. And that's a good wish. But if you put it in your mind that you have 220 pounds to lose, it is a big mountain. But if you focus rather on losing a pound a day, 5 pounds a week, or whatever, that becomes a little easier. Same thing with writing a novel. If you concentrate on like, man, I got to crank a book out, it might not get done. If you sit down and take it one paragraph at a time, one concept at a time, one sentence, word, whatever, next thing you know, you got 60,000 words and you getting a phone call from RC Communications in New York. Shout out to my publisher. What do you think about what I just said, putting it in a spiritual context as it tends to being great? First of all, do you consider yourself a great woman?
That's a great question. I consider myself a good woman.
Oh.
I consider myself great in certain areas, but not great in regards to comparing myself to others. Pretty much like you said, great compared to where I was in that area.
Okay.
So I'm a good woman. I wouldn't say great.
Okay. Well, do you have a desire to be great?
I think you have to weigh the benefits of greatness.
Well, I know where you're going. I kind of think I know where you're going. Okay. Well, if this definition says you got to put 10,000 hours, it should be practice to be great, then there's something you're not doing if you're spending that amount of time doing one thing. Now, the benefits of being great are you're like Bruce Lee. You're a freaking phenom. You're like, damn. I don't think in his prime there was a single person on the planet that could whoop Bruce Lee toe-to-toe.
I agree.
He was great. And then the man wasn't that big. He was, well, 100 and whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, he was skinny by most standards. Sure. But he would freaking kill you in probably under 45 seconds. That's just what it is. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure his woman wanted him home more. Hmm. Sammy Davis Jr. was another great one. Yes. And I, jack of all trades, and he was a master of all of them, but you know, he had troubles in his marriages, you know, for the same problem. Man was never home. You know what I mean? He was being great doing what he did. So there is karma with that. Is that what you were alluding to?
Pretty much. I'm not willing to sacrifice a lot for greatness, because to me, greatness has to do with, even though I'm measuring it with myself, it still has to do with what people expect of me. And I have to give up a lot. You have to give up a lot to be great. You have to give up, according to that definition, 10,000 hours of your life, 10 years, just to be great. So if I'm going to sacrifice all that, this greatness has to come with a benefit unlike no other.
Okay. Now let's take a pause now. What if you give 10,000 hours to many things? What if you gave 10 plus years or better, you know what I mean, to your daughter?
Correct.
You know what I mean? Just because you may not consider yourself the greatest author that ever lived, but you are certainly a great mother. You know, I know your daughter is quite lovely and respectful and all of that stuff, and you did a fine job. Shout out to Taylon. and all of that stuff. So, I mean, I believe greatness is relative, is it not?
You really made it seem that way with that explanation. It is. There's a benefit to that, though. There's a benefit that is worth that greatness. For example, let's take Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay.
When Sammy Davis Jr. passed, I'm wondering what he was thinking about. Mm. I'm wondering what he was regretting. Mm. I'm wondering if he thought it was worth it. I'm wondering who was by his bedside. Mm. Was all his fans by his bedside?
That is a hellified statement. Putting it into context, I have to say, though, that giving the Rat Pack, giving it a black member, crossing the color lines in the days of Jim Crow, where Sammy was coming up, and him just being so damn good at everything, I have to say the amount of people he touched in an extremely racially volatile era, even though you could argue we are, you know, going into 2016 and the racism is still there. It's just in a different form. Man, you would have to surmise that he had to know that he was making the impact that he was making. I mean, he was pretty much the only brother in many of the spots they were even playing at.
Correct.
You know what I mean? One of my favorite scenes is from, I believe, is Goodfellas. and Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro. Mm-hmm. They're all out with the mistresses one night.
Correct.
And they saw the Rat Pack perform. And Joe Pesci's girlfriend says, "Wow, Sammy Davis Jr. is a very talented fella. I can see how a white girl can fall for him." And Joe Pesci was feeling some kind of way when she said that. I say that to say that Sammy was opening a lot of people's eyes to how human we were, just off of hey, I'm talented, hey, so on and so, I'm lovable, this and this and that. So if he did die, as you were saying, with a sense of regret of any kind, or not knowing, that is a shame. And I hope after he crossed over, the wisdom was bestowed to him on what an impact he actually did have.
And I agree, he did have a wonderful impact. But when you are, you know, and I've never been on my deathbed, but if you're on your deathbed, that's personal. That's very intimate.
Indeed.
That's, you're thinking about personal things, I'm assuming. You're thinking about family and friends and those type of regrets. You're maybe even thinking about spiritual things. I'm hoping you're thinking about spiritual things. So on his deathbed, he should be very calm and confident and proud in regards to what he achieved in his career. But the greatness that he achieved came with some sacrifices that most people on their deathbed say that they wish they would have spent more time with family, and they wish they would have loved, and they wish all this.
Indeed. I respect what you're saying. Yes. And with all of the accolades and with all of the crowds screaming, I'm pretty sure that his thoughts were with the people that were closest to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. And I have heard many a story, a regretful story,
right,
saying that, man, if only I would have told them I loved them while I had the chance. If only I would have given them flowers while they were still alive to smell them, and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, we have to pay a bill. We are talking with Ebony London tonight. What a special night. First podcast of the year. And we are trying to help you, the listener, as well as each other, step into 2016 with greatness. We'll be right back after this.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Lacey Kay. I'm a recording artist, actress, dancer, model, and entrepreneur. You can check more of my music out at www.lacikayofficial.com. And right now on the E! Waters Show, you will exclusively hear my songs Running Free, On My Own, and Rejected. If you want me to be booked for any of your weddings or events, go to my website under Contact and get a 10% off discount by mentioning this ad. Well, that's me. Thanks, guys. I'm Lacey Kay, signing out.
You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on the Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, we are going to start this segment by me reading directly from Ebony London's book. We're in the house with author, artist, painter, organizer Ebony London. How you doing tonight, sweetheart?
Wonderful.
Absolutely. And I'm reading from her book, Discussions. I'm not going to be long-winded from it, but I'm trying to make a point here. And I will read just the first paragraph of the introduction. What luck for leaders that men do not think. Adolf Hitler. I love that quote from Hitler. I love it because it offends people and pisses people off. I've learned that sometimes the only way people take action is if they are offended or pissed off. I've also learned that sometimes the only reason someone becomes offended is because the offense is true. I'm no historian, but I often wonder how a person in leadership, such as Adolf Hitler, was able to influence people to abandon their own thoughts and possess just to assist him with expressing his thoughts and pursuing his purpose. My intention is to not make the position of a leader look bad or to make it seem that leaders are unnecessary. My intention is to prove to you that you have what it takes to lead. And this is what most leaders don't want you to know. That is from Discussions, and you can go to ebonylondon.com. And yes, I'm hoping all of you out there can spell it. I know there are a few people on the planet that can't spell graffiti, but I'm pretty sure you can spell ebonylondon.com. God bless you and your unborn children. Tonight we're talking about greatness. And with the new year, by the time you listen to it, listen to this podcast, the new year would have been here, and this is the first podcast of the year. And Ebony London and myself would like to be some of the first to tell you, welcome to 2016.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That being said, we thought it would be a clever topic to talk about greatness. Everybody starts off very motivated in the beginning of the year. They're going to do this, they're going to do that, and all of these wonderful things. And somehow, by the end of month nine, we lose steam and we just want the year to be over. And everybody's saying things like, man, it's November already. Mm. You know what I mean? And almost as if to say, they wish they could have some time back to do things a little differently. Ironically, the quote that you said in the beginning of this top of your book Discussions was from arguably a very great man. He was great at being wicked in my definition, but great nonetheless. And I think you struck quite a chord with me when I initially read the first chapter of the book. Was that, lady? Here's the bottom line, people. If you're not going to be great, because for whatever reason, in your definition of greatness, if you're just going to take the passive, I'm not living, I'm just existing, I'm on cruise control, all I want to do is chill. I really don't like it when you ask somebody what they're doing and they're like, oh, I'm chilling. Mm. And that's always the answer. I'm not talking about if you be hustling. Correct. And I caught you on a chill day. Correct. But you have people that always answer, oh, I'm chilling. While you're chilling, guys like Adolf Hitler or other people who are motivated are pushing their agenda. Correct. And their agenda might not necessarily coincide with yours. At the same time, to be honest with you, Ebony, I've never seen a lazy person about face. You are who you are.
That's true.
When you're organizing people, she's also a professional organizer, ladies and gentlemen. What is your most... I could only imagine it would be very hard to motivate people to organize their stuff. What kind of troubles do you run into? Or how do you overcome getting somebody motivated? Because that's very, I would imagine that's very difficult.
You know, first I want to say that with the new year, good advice is to take inventory. And this is just not from an organizer's perspective. But in every area of your life for the new year, take the time to take inventory. Okay. When someone calls and they want something done in regards to their home, they're ready to change their lives and they feel like changing their home or organizing their home will change their life in many ways. They're right. they have to take inventory. They have to go through everything in their home, and they have to decide what to do with it, how it fits in their life. And if it doesn't fit, they have to let it go. Mm. So for the year of 2016, as an organizer, and again, this is not limited to your home, but to your entire life, take inventory. Get rid of people who don't belong in your life, who mm-hmm. is hindering progression. Mm. No. Organize your finances. Go through each bill that you pay, each creditor, and do something about your debt. In regards to your weight, take inventory of it. Look at your refrigerator. Start counting calories. Just really take the time to take inventory and organize your life. It's not difficult, but it's something that you have to be dedicated. You have to be real about it. This is not, it's the new year and I'm ready to do something different. It's, this is a new life and I'm ready to do something different.
Mm. I would have to agree with you 2,000% on there. I also have to flip it. And there are people that do need to get people out of their life who don't need to be in their life.
Correct.
But I also feel that there needs to be a yen to that yin, where people are providing more maintenance inside the people in their life who do spiritually feed them.
I agree.
You know, too many times the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? You know, this one is complaining that you're not calling them enough, for example. This friend, everybody has that friend that are just like, oh, you didn't call me or whatever, right? And you call them, but when you call them, they might not necessarily spiritually feed you. They may be the motherfucker that puts the burden on you. They may be the person that talks, whether you're listening or not. They might be the person that speaks but does not give you a chance to rebuttal. They just kind of want to dump their stuff on you. And we're paying so much attention to those people that we are not paying attention to the people who give us a good kind of love, that which they really spiritually feed us. And they really are just like, man, I'm really here for you at whatever way you need me to be, you know. And then you're just like, wow, you know, I pay attention to them because they're squeaking, and I'm not paying attention to the people who really matter. You know what I mean? So I agree with you. I just want people to be mindful out there in Radio Land. If you are within the sound of our voices this evening, to please be careful, because that's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Cut people out that are bad for your life. You know what I mean? But okay, let's flip that, Ebony.
Okay.
Some people perceive people as being bad for their life because they don't let them get away with their dumb shit. Hmm. Okay? So if you're pretentious, for example, and you have a truth teller in your circle, you may want to get rid of that truth teller.
Oh.
Because they make you feel bad.
Understood.
So, going back to what you said, the best way to start your new year off, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, is to really take inventory first.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But that being said, there's rarely somebody that's pretentious that's going to say, ooh, I'm pretentious this year, I'm going to try my best to not be on that bullshit. So, you know, go on, fakers. Go on with your bad self.
Hmm. Well, I think that in regards to the inventory of people, I personally am a certain type of friend. I have a lot of friends, but myself, I'm a certain type of friend.
Okay.
My friends know what to come with me or what to bring to me. My friends know that they are not going to come give me gossip. They're not going to come give me just drama. That's not invited in my life. Hmm. So you don't necessarily have to kick people out of your life, but okay, you do need to maybe set a standard of what you will accept regarding people in your life.
Indeed.
So in regards to that, I agree with you. You don't necessarily have to kick them out, but just take inventory of what you will accept
regarding friends. Indeed. Well, some people, I mean, I don't totally disagree with you. I mean, some people really need to jump off a damn bridge. You know what I mean?
But don't do that for the new year.
Don't do that for the new year. I mean, if you're on a bridge listening to this podcast, thinking about driving off of the motherfucker, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2016?
You know, I made one 2 days ago.
Okay.
I have been in such a writing type of space. And I am trying to learn how to speak in front of an audience. Hi, audience. I am joining a Toastmasters group.
Okay.
As well as I am challenging myself to go to some type of open mic once a month and perform.
Is that right? Okay. Yes. You're trying to put in your 10,000 hours, are you?
You know, I don't know if it's going to make me great, but okay, it is going to take me to a level where my good might go to great.
Okay. For those who don't know, the lovely Ebony London is an artist. She paints. She's quite good at it. I believe she's great. She's also an author. We sat here. If you're just joining this podcast, we read from the first page of her book, Discussion, which can be found on ebonylondon.com. She's also a professional organizer, and she helps people get their stuff straight. But we were talking about greatness. What I'm trying to say is that Ebony London is quite the writer. She is a brilliant poet, in my humble opinion. And she would like to deny that otherwise. So I'm going to give her a chance. I can't let her come on the show and not give us a poem. But I'm going to give her a 5-minute grace so she can get her thoughts together before she gives us that work. I need a verse, man. I need a verse. So in the meantime and in between time, what we're going to do is we're going to hear a song by the lovely Ida Devine. And she is Culture Zine Media's Artist of the Month. And that actually, to be honest with you, was of December. But the song is so hot, I got to play it again. So we will be back with some poetry from Ebony London right after we hear from Ida Devine.
You get when you open up the box and it's so good. Wow. The feeling that you get when you slide your toes in.
And it feels right. And it feels good.
The feeling that you get when you strap around your ankle real tight. And then you stand up and you're 10 feet tall like an Amazon. You have permission to buy me however many shoes you like. I'm just sexy tonight. I promise I will treat them nice. I'll frame them while I might even name them. If it's a dope shoe, I'll claim them. Huh, this is the best week. Think they
navy blue, and they fit right nicely, accommodate my leg precisely. Have you ever seen a pink and leopard polo boot, thigh high golden loop, platform with the hardware done by paper box? I don't want some lace socks, so cute. Open toe flats, slammed out straps, suede boots by Madison. Got my silhouette etched in, so elegant, so relevant. Can you handle it? She killed me.
My name is David Fleming. The name of my company is Alabaster Box Soaps, and I make all natural soaps consisting of shea butter, cocoa butter, and mango butter. I also have a Facebook page with the same name, Alabaster Box Soaps. You can follow my travels throughout the whole year of 2014. Hope to see you at my website, Alabaster Box Soaps.
On a December show and couldn't play her song, so I figured I'd make it up to the girl and start off the first podcast of the year and just give my label mate a shout out. Peace to Ida Divine. I'm in the studio hanging out with Ebony London. How you doing, sweetheart?
Wonderful.
Very good. She is sipping on Moscato and I'm sipping on a hot toddy because I'm just that type of guy. We're talking about greatness and how to be great and trying to help people navigate their way through a beautiful 2016. Hopefully your new year was great and you are starting off optimistic like the rest of us are doing. But just in case you're just tuning into the show, what we're trying or attempting to do is give you those key things or a few key things so you don't immediately get derailed. A lot of people start off strong in the beginning of the year and, you know, some people are losing steam as early as February. You know, Black History Month comes, everybody's like, you know what, the hell with life. I'm done. Can't wait till next year. And it's like March. So we're going to at least do our best to advise people on things they can do to keep their New Year's resolutions or at least try to be great within themselves. We will put that in the spiritual context, but we got plenty of show left. But I have to hear you spit something. You are a poet along with all of the other wonderful things you do. Ebony, can we get a verse? No one escapes the verse. I had Tayanis in here. I had a number of people in here spitting. Shout out to my man Gatlin. He did a verse in here. My man RJ did a verse. There's a lot of verses on this mic, man. I need a verse from you.
I'll give you a verse.
Ebony London, ladies and gentlemen.
This one is called Me, He, and She. The day we met, you brought her along. When I saw her, I agreed that she was beautiful. More beautiful than you had described her over the phone. Her beauty was all that everyone spoke about that day. That entire day, I watched her gracefully move about and I listened to her elegantly speak. I will admit I was no different from anyone else there. I was mesmerized by her also. You introduced us and our attraction to each other was apparent. That day, you and her held hands and passionately kissed in front of me a number of times. I wasn't jealous, I was intrigued. I was attracted to you because of her, and she soon realized this. The first time you came to my home, you brought her along. She sat next to you quietly most of the night. When you excused yourself for a few minutes, she remained seated. When you were out of our sight, she approached me. We held eye contact. She smiled and simply asked, "Would you like to join us?" I smiled back and replied, "Yes." Her smile settled into a smirk. "If you want to join us, you must understand I am his mistress. He spends most nights with me. I will be the first thought on his mind when he awakes and the last thought as he falls asleep lying next to you. He will fantasize about me often. He will invest in me. A majority of his time, energy, and money will be spent on me. He will never tell me no. Can you handle this?" Without hesitation, I replied, "Not only will I handle this, I will support and encourage his relationship with you. I will give him my undivided attention as he speaks of all the things he wants to do to you. I will encourage him to stay up late with you. I will go to bed without complaining if it is you he chooses to sleep with instead of me. I respect who you are to him." Her smirk returned to a smile as she began to return to her seat. "By the way," I said as I returned to my seat, "what is your name?" She smiled, raised her head high, and replied, "My name is Poetry."
Snaps, snaps, and most snaps. Ebony London, ladies and gentlemen, you can reach her on ebonylondon.com if you want some of her art or her books. But you can also reach her if you need a little organization in your life and you happen to be in the California, Sacramento area. Healtheroom.net. HEALTHEROOM.net. And get yourself together. Let's switch gears. That was quite lovely, Miss London. You. Let's switch gears. And let's put this in a spiritual context for people at home.
Okay.
All right, bottom line, what I did not say in the beginning, or what I did say in the beginning, or what I did not say, I said that in a spiritual context, people going out there to be great in the confines of the Wikipedia definition about just being better than other people may get the ego involved a bit. And that is not necessarily the way for me. I will say, though, with this disclaimer, the disclaimer being that if this is your first time listening to this podcast, let me be the first to tell you that I walk in spirit. I'm a spiritual being. But that does not mean that I'm here to be preachy or tell people how to conduct themselves. You are certainly free to worship who you want to worship or not worship who you want to worship. I have friends that are atheists, Muslim, Christian, and so forth, Jehovah's Witness, and so on. Whoever you call your God, or if you do not have a God, that is fine. However, this is the Graffiti Blue Show, and Graffiti Blue just so happens to be spiritual. So in a spiritual context, what I understand my God is not a judgmental God, and my God has informed me that he is so magnificent at not judging us. He will only gauge us against how we gauge ourselves. So if you call yourself a righteous person, for example, God will show you events of your life and then turn around and say, by your own definition of what righteousness is, are you righteous? Because I don't judge, God says, but I'm putting a mirror up to you to see if you measure up to what you perceive to be. So that being said, if my God is not a judgmental God, I have to retort and say that if your desire, if your soul's desire is to put in the 10,000 hours that we spoke of earlier and be a badass, and you want to be a Sammy Davis Jr., you want to be a Bruce Lee, or you want to be the baddest who has ever done what you're trying to do, there is really nothing wrong with that in my God's eyes. God, that's free will. You can do what you want to do. Okay? That being said, Ebony London had alluded to earlier that you have to be careful because the guys like Sammy Davis Jr., the guys like Bruce Lee, they may have regret on their deathbeds because they spent 10,000 hours or better being martial artists, being musicians, comedians, what have you, entertainers, what have you, that she wondered if they were on their deathbeds regretting that they didn't spend that time with family. So I was saying, okay, well, greatness is relative to what you want to be great at. You know what I mean? You want to be a badass trumpet player. There's nothing wrong with being a great one. Shout out to, you know, all of the great trumpet players out there. But at the same time, if you want to be a great parent, if you want to be a great teacher, if you want to be a great husband, if you want to be a great daughter, you could argue that you could put greatness into whatever your heart really desires. If that's the case, what we are trying to do in this podcast, we're trying to give you that food that helps you through. This is the first podcast of the year. Thank you, Ebony London, for coming through, first of all.
Thank you for the invitation.
And that poem was absolutely beautiful, by the way. But our advice collectively seemed to be, and tell me if I'm wrong or add into it, Ebony, that one should take human bites. You know, not look at it like, wow, I'm trying to get 6-pack abs by December, but let's try to lose the first 5 pounds, you know what I mean, in 10 days maybe. You know what I mean? Take small steps. So do stuff you know you can do. And after you accomplish those little steps or smaller steps or at least manageable steps, you will slowly be building confidence towards the end. You know, a lot of people look at me, my catalog, and what I have done and say, man, Graffiti, you really get it done. I really admire your ability to get it done. Now, that's really not an attempt to take time out on my own show and suck my own dick, ladies and gentlemen. It just is what it is, okay? But what helps me get that stuff done is just starting. I know if I just start, something's going to happen. That's the secret to anything I've enjoyed as far as success.
Yes.
Sit my ass in the chair and write. And if you keep doing that enough, the book will just write itself. Just go to the gym. If you go to the gym, I might not start off with a six pack abs. I actually got my six pack back. I'm just saying. But you keep going, and one day you may look in the mirror, and lo and behold, there it is. You know what I mean? So just start it. Me and my mother had the same talk. I was like, Mom, just start. If you feel me? We got to go to commercial. We'll be right back after we pay some bills.
You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban cult is.
Welcome back. We're talking about greatness in 2016. This is the first podcast of the year. Ebony, where do you want to take the conversation, girl? You want to talk about the New Year motivation techniques or anything? What meat do you have to put inside this stew?
What meat? For the new year, I think the secret to success, and all this is just my opinion, and everything that comes out of my mouth is strictly just my opinion. Mm. But for success in the new year, the number one thing that I feel everyone can do to make 2016 literally the year of your life is to simply just stop lying to yourself about everything that you haven't been upfront, regardless if it's your relationship, your spiritual beliefs, anything that doesn't come naturally to you. That's an indication that you're lying to yourself. If you have to put energy into being something you're not, you're lying to yourself.
Wow.
Now, there is a way that you can always, you know, practice. You can put in the 10,000 hours and practice to become a fake. But it takes a lot of energy and time to not be yourself. So I would just suggest you really take inventory and whatever you're not being truthful to yourself about. And that's especially for beliefs. I'm not knocking anybody's beliefs. I think whatever it takes for you to commune with whatever God you believe in, do it. Do whatever it takes. If it takes you becoming a nun, you know, not having any loving
right
to be with your God,
right,
do it.
Right. I mean,
if it takes you going to a temple once a day, do it. Whatever it takes. But trust what you have experienced, but not what you were taught. That is a very big step in being honest with yourself spiritually.
Honesty is a big one. And I think honesty is probably the foundation, to be totally honest with you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little, do you remember the phrase, the truth will set you free?
Indeed, I do.
All right, now hold on to that little nugget.
Okay.
Now let's switch gears. And let's go to how difficult it is for most people to self-motivate. Mm-hmm. All right? Self-motivation. Can you get yourself going? Because we just said, as long as you start it, as long as you get going, you take a bite out of whatever goal you're trying to accomplish. Just start. A lot of people just don't even start it. Or start it and don't go back the next day and correct, and repeat, right? So I can only surmise that if you let the burden go of being someone who you're not, right?
Correct.
And you were lighter, you were walking in truth, you were walking in honesty, walking in light. Oh, watch out now. Would it not be easier for you to self-motivate because that is less of a burden for you to pull up out of that bed?
Indeed.
Ah! Eureka! I am Professor Dingledong. Today's word is hemoglobin. I feel so smart.
You ought to. That was actually quite wise.
Do you guys understand that in this context? The truth will set you free. So let's apply that, Miss London.
Okay.
Okay? Don't expect of yourself something you've never done. So if you're making a New Year's resolution and be like, man, let's just go physical. Let's go machismo. Let's say, oh, man, I'm going to get up every morning. I'm going to do 100 push-ups. Mm. That's what most guys under 50 have made a resolution similar, New Year's resolution similar to that in their lifetime. I'm going to get out of this bed, and the first thing I'm going to do is do 100 push-ups. New Year's resolution. The truth will set your ass free. Have you ever done that? Ask yourself, have you ever done that?
Correct.
If you've never done that, then when it comes time for January 1st, and when you open your eyes and that thought comes to you, hey man, we made a resolution to do 100 push-ups, you will more likely not do it because you've never freaking done that.
Very true.
Or burn out and fizzle. You do that on January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And you get sore, or and your boobs get a little swollen, and you're like, ah, and then you never do it again. More realistically would be to live in the now. My spirituality teaches me to live in the now. And if I think about doing the push-ups, instead of doing 100 push-ups on Monday, just get on your fucking face right then, right there, and do them until you get tired.
True. I think that's the best advice.
Do it now. Just be it. Just be. Do you understand that concept of just being it?
I personally do.
Okay.
I know the difference between being and doing.
You are a painter. You're doing that. Yeah. You followed your dream. So that tells me that you do have the ability to self-motivate, which is more than most people. So you call yourself a good woman, but you have two businesses. So I would have to disagree with you, and I would like to call you a great woman here on the show, because you have separated yourself from most others. A lot of people don't have the wherewithal to just go for it. I'm just saying.
Well, I appreciate that. You do make being great sound beautiful.
She's very reluctant. She stopped. Just to give you guys a picture at home, she stopped looking me in the face.
I didn't necessarily stop looking him in the face. But if someone says that you are great, That is quite a compliment. And I think it's quite a compliment. That's really all I can say. It's not that I don't know. It's just quite a compliment. Thank you.
I think everybody's great.
It made me feel special right there.
Well, in the confines of the spirit, my Lord has told me that man and woman was his greatest creation. You know, so in the confines of that, how could you not be great? You may agree or disagree with that. I'm saying that you are great, not only with that, but also with the fact that you did self-motivate yourself to finish your book and publish your book. You are a published author. No one can take that away from you. You have a organizing business. Please go to healtheroom.net. If you're in the greater Sacramento area and you are just a mess looking for some guidance, hit Ebony London up. She'll straighten you right out with some time and a small fee, I'm sure. And that's it. Don't you also make jewelry? I saw you making jewelry.
I do. I am really trying to create myself.
Okay.
I do that at least once a day. And I start making jewelry that is for the hand, and I call them enhancements. They are similar to quote-unquote slave bracelets. But I do not like that term, so So they are called enhancements. And you can take a look at what I have available on my website, ebonylondon.com. And that is EBONYLONDON.com.
Give me your top three great women and top three great men.
Great question. I don't have a top three.
Of either man or woman? Not even your daddy?
Great is a very sensitive word to me. I think great.
I see. You barely want to call yourself great.
Great is
okay. Let me take that noun out of the issue.
Okay.
All right. Give me three men and three women who you admire.
Three men and three women who I admire.
This is the show love segment of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. And Ebony London is quite the particular woman. Beautiful, but particular nonetheless. Give me your three men and three women, pretty please, with brown sugar on top, that you just admire. You look at them and you say, man, they're doing a damn thing.
You know, I'm going to compliment you.
Oh.
And say that you are one of the men that I admire. I admire how much of yourself, your time and energy that you put into creating art. It takes you, from what I understand, quite a while to write poetry, just one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you are not just letting it flow. I mean, you're letting it flow, but you're actually making it, you're clever with it.
Thank you very much.
You are using flips and you're just clever with it. And I admire that about you. And you invest so much in your art. I'm in your office and your office is absolutely beautiful. You have set a mood for yourself. When you come in this office, it's not playtime. You are working.
Shout out to Graffiti Blue Publishing. Yeah, we try to get it in. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And I admire you too. And that is a big reason why you are here.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? And giving each other the platform to give the world a different set of eyes.
Thank you.
And just for the short time that they listen to this podcast, hopefully they can see the world through our artistic selves.
Yeah.
And hopefully through that spirituality, God flow, and so that they take something from this podcast and be inspired. And so, but who else? Who else? Who else makes your eyebrow raise?
I would actually have to say my daughter.
Okay.
I would say her because I had her when I was so young, and I am amazed at who she is. Mm-hmm. She's a very classy 17-year-old. She works and she goes to school. She is who I would love to be at her age.
Wow. Shout out to Taylor.
Another person would be my mother. The older I get, the more I appreciate my mother. And I appreciate her thought process in regards to her life. I think the older we get, the more we should see our parents as just a man and woman, not necessarily mom and dad.
Indeed.
And again, I appreciate her thought process and decisions that she made with her life and with her relationships and with her family. I would also say, I'm sure there's other people, but I just can't think of any right now.
No, I think you I think you covered it, really, you know, especially when you're going into, you know, generational. You're looking at your mom and you're looking at your daughter. You know what I mean? That is quite amazing. You know what I mean? There are a lot of people I admire for different reasons. I mean, you know, earlier in the podcast, if you were listening, we spoke about great people like Sammy Davis Jr. and Bruce Lee. Those came off the top of my head because I so admire the amount of work and the self-discipline it took to do what they were doing. Both of them had a lot of adversity, especially, you know, with Bruce Lee being, you know, from where he was from, mm-hmm. you know, trying to Americanize his culture that was not hearing it at the time. And Sammy Davis, obviously, going through Jim Crow laws, you know, coming up, you know, being a black entertainer in the 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s, or however. I'm not sure when he was born, but I know he was definitely old school.
Correct.
You are who you are at the end of the day. We are going to wrap up the podcast, but before we wrap up, I just really want to say this. Success is relative to your definition of that success. A lot of times we are chasing other people's definition of success. You know what I mean? For a long time, success for me was the house, car, the status, and the girl on my arm. Okay? When I had all of that stuff, I was the most miserable I had ever been in my life. And my house was so freaking big, it was ridiculous. I had 12-foot ceilings in my basement. Okay? Lady was what it was. You know what I mean? You know, had the hot job downtown Atlanta. You know, biggest hospital in the biggest city in the Southeast. I had the title. I had the dough in the bank with a comma on it and all that. You know what I mean? And I was so unhappy. Mm. And at the end of the day, all I wanted to do was create. That's all I wanted to do. That being said, I didn't want to create in an alley with paper bags on my feet and all of that stuff. You know what I mean? But that really, I was not happy until I put myself in a position to create all the time. Mm. Then I was at peace. And with a lot less, might add you, and actually that lot, the lot less that I have now has more value than all the stuff I had before.
I agree.
So, when ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, within the sound of my voice, as you move forward with Ebony London and myself into the vast horizon, which is 2016. Mm. Take inventory, as Ebony London suggests. Take inventory of yourself. We also suggested that you be honest with yourself. It is very tiring, we both agreed, to be living a lie of any kind, even if the only person you are lying to is yourself. If you walk in complete honesty, then you will probably be better suited or more probable to self-motivate. if you could then self-motivate and just start those monumental projects you make for yourself and just take little human bites we discussed earlier in the podcast, you'll be more likely to finish them because you do not have the burden of bullshit on your shoulders. And we wish you a happy 2016.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year! Anything else you want to tell these people?
I hope everyone is excited about the new year. I hope that motivation stays throughout the year. Do not let this year pass saying 2017 is going to be the year. Let 2016 be the year, period.
Indeed. Indeed, 2015 was a great year. Shout out to all the beautiful people that I made alliances with in the past year. Ebony London, first and foremost, thank you for being God's messenger to me. I will always hold you in the highest regard for that. Shout out to Michael Rottenberg of the 100,000 Poets for Change movement. And me and some beautiful poets went out to Salerno, Italy, the earlier part of the year. Shout out to all the wonderful artists out here in the Sacramento area that I work with and collab. Too many to name one by one. Let's just give a quick shout out to all the Faithful Few members, to the Breakfast Club members, to my lovely co-host who stops in from time to time on this podcast. Ayo Jazz, what's good, girl? And shout out to my main ninja on the trigger, DJ LMV in Southside Jamaica, Queens. The original partner, my brother from another mother. And that's basically about it. In the meantime and in between time, you can hear us here on Just My Thoughts, courtesy of Culture Zine Media, on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's kind of like the sundown hour, y'all. If you want some spirit, you want some good conversation. If you're on the West Coast, you're tuning in at 6. If you're on the East Coast, you're tuning in at 9 p.m. and chit-chat with us. Don't forget to holler at my girl, Ebony London, and please buy this book. This book is a bomb. Discussions by Ebony London. You can get that at ebonylondon.com. Don't forget, she's also a professional organizer. If you need to get your stuff scraped, that's S-K-R-A-T-E-E. If you need to get your stuff scraped, you can reach her at healtheroom.net. But she not only does that too, she's a poet. Give her a shout out for your parties. And she's also a painter, and she paints by commission. So if you think of something clever that you want her to do, give her a shout out at ebonylondon.com, and she'll hook you up. Say goodnight, Ebony.
Good night, all. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful New Year's.
And we are out. Until next time, take care of yourselves.
You did very well, but you can do better. You're stronger than most. Read the line closer to the bottom that you can see.
TEMETNOSCE.
Very good, Mr. Blue. Now, do you know what it spells?
Temet no se? That doesn't spell anything, Doctor, unless we're speaking Gaelic.
Actually, it's Latin for know thyself. And looking into your third eye, you are very self-aware. But you still don't know the potential of your own abilities. You've got to go harder than that.
You sure have a lot of wonderful ideas on how I should do what I do. shame you're not in my best interest, though. First mistake is that you tried to pimp a boss.
Those who don't possess talent, skill, drive, or the gift to create often try to take control of who bakes the pies and the cakes all inside of your plate with a fork taking bites of your steak. Wait, get your hand out of my pocket. Those without gifts will try to rob the ones who've got it. The haters and perpetrators, manipulators and fakers, invaders and raiders, easy opportunity takers will try to take you to the cleanest, dreamers, schemers, non-believers will try to come in between you and your paper. Look at their demeanor, they can't wait and try to ream you. Simply tell them I don't need you. Any stripes, or those are the type to hop on the mic and feed you the hype and ride on your pipe, making you uptight, feeling like something isn't quite right. Problem is, they're lazy, crazy, you're trying to eat, and they're trying to steal your gravy. And just maybe, if they wasn't so shady and put working on the daily and wasn't checking for your lady, you would salute them like a sailor in the Navy, instead of trying to bully, but just look at Goliath and Davy. Lately, I refuse to let them play me, I'm too brainy and smart enough to survive in the 80s. Me playing the flunky would be incredible, seminal, unforgettable, terrible, unacceptable, unethical, not to mention unsensible, getting used like a sectional when I belong up on a pedestal. Bars, profits, eyes on the horizon and attention on the details, making sure nobody's standing on my coattails. Homie or female, get them off without fail. It's hard enough to catch a break in the business, to carry more than one cross, God is my witness. So hands up if you're standing on your own too. Hands up if you're doing what you gotta do. Hands up if you are your own boss. Go hard at all costs or recovered from a loss. All colder than Jack Frost. Cut the dead weight off and had them lames do toss just to get your point across.
Before somebody gets hurt.